Join the battle to defend science. Get your copy of my book today. Iron Horse he's the second dumbest person I've ever talked to. I still have to give it to April. I think I'll always give the nod to April for dumbest person I ever talked to, but I don't know, man. I could convince myself either way, because that like 45-minute debate I had with him was just, I mean, the thing is, he would just make stuff up as he went. It's like, oh, well, no, the star tetrahedron that reflects a whatever, whatever, whatever. I was like, oh, for crying out loud, just shut up.
I don't know. I don't know how many conversations you've had with Trey, but that's who I got to give the cake to, man.
I haven't talked to Trey in like 2 years. But
here's the thing, okay? I remember MC Toon was doing a live. He was waiting for like Caleb to show up or something, and he just had Trey on as like filler until Caleb got on. And Trey, I shit you not, was getting like pissed off at MC Toon because Toon kept saying that all the white stuff on Antarctica isn't salt. And Trey was like, "No, dude, it is. You don't know what salt. The fuck you're talking about." And he started making like P3DO fucking accusations because he wouldn't admit that it's salt. It's like, dude, because it's fucking not.
No, I mean, like, there's...
I mean, I would say Ron. You know, maybe it is Ron. He said he's doing something where he, like, Ron, so. Inducts electricity into his body somehow, and he's saying that that process is going to make him bulletproof.
Yeah, flat Earth.
Aussie, and I mean, he's Jesus. Not gone yet.
Yeah, Iron Horse has at other times gone by Flat Jesus, from what I've been told. It's really weird. I will upload videos to YouTube. Like when it's pretty much only happened with Iron Horse and Nephilim Free is what his name is. Have you ever heard of that guy?
Yeah, I have.
So, like, I uploaded my debates with them, and I had never heard of these people before, but those two, more than anybody, people were like, holy crap, you talked to Iron Horse? That guy's the worst. I was like, oh, I didn't know he was well-known. And Nephilim, people were saying, I didn't know Nephilim was still alive. Because apparently he's been doing this for decades.
What is it? Iron Horse... He used to be kind of cool to talk to. He wasn't that bad like 2 years ago when I first met him. But I shit you not, dude. He started hanging out with Ron and then started acting like Ron. Like they're basically the same person now.
Howard George Stirrup. Do you know about that guy?
No, what kind of who looks at a baby and names it that? What?
Howard Stirrup, yeah.
Which makes it easy to support any narrative. Because they just make reconstructions or even fabrications from partial discoveries. When there is a whole discovery and the head is intact, it's quite difficult for them to say it's anything else. And maybe even bigger discoveries, but we're just unable to see them. Is it all right if I just pause for a second? It seems to be going a lot faster than it should.
He just says random things, and it's just a stream of claims.
Okay, I'll have to talk fast. It just seems to be going faster than it should. But yeah, let's hit play again. So the Bible says that the devil is a dragon in our sea, and that there's snakes much bigger in size than we're used to seeing, even in the reality nowadays. So it shouldn't be so difficult to be open to the idea that creatures were larger than we observe in present times. We see lots of evidence that there used to be giant-sized beings.
I'd love to go back to that. Look at that. Because these people carved a tree not very big on their rock face, and he takes a picture of a date palm today. Oh, that means people used to be the same height as date palms. Like, just completely discounting the possibility of, like, artistic license or anything like that.
This is almost as bad as the big doors argument, know, where they're like, oh, look at these big doors that they used to build. Nope, man, that must be. Right, oh, my.
It's
the no same way. Thing.
Even sea skeletons have been discovered.
Dude, no, wait until you see texts. What he says about mountains. Is that on here somewhere?
And we also see models at mountains that appear to be remnants of giant trees.
No, we do not.
There's evidence everywhere that there's been multiple cataclysms throughout our history that we're being taught to ignore. It was most Lord Aver to watch through the scriptures of peaty colored rock.
No. Yeah.
Some asteroid events. And the Big Bang.
He claims that every rock that is shaped like that is a fossilized heart.
Timeline for evolution. So it all suggests that there's a deception going on.
He claims that those are hearts. Fossilized hearts. That's his actual unironic
everywhere.
Claim.
Yet we're being taught to ignore it.
Got a good rock collection going.
And we're...
That's not a good rock collection.
Being taught other
narratives. Yeah, here it is. Okay, watch this. This is the best part. He thinks that's an elephant.
That aren't demonstrable. So by hiding dragons with dinosaur fabrications, they'd also cause people not to be open to the idea that there was titans. And the old world order shows advanced understanding, a de-evolution. Not that we're getting smarter, but that we're getting dumber due to a demonic conspiracy to distort our worldview. So that we don't sense our connection, our personal relationship to the creator.
He didn't go into detail with the titans. It's really, he shows like this random mountain and says that it's a petrified giant elephant.
Dude, is this the shit that people are watching before they come on your channel to debate?
I don't know.
Just listen to that and they just try to repeat it, but they do a worse job at it.
Yeah, I have no idea. Oh man, it's so funny. Did dinosaurs exist? Maybe this is the one where he
petrified piece of amber. They saw that there used to be more oxygen in the atmosphere by giants, as it doesn't make sense.
Playing Jenga.
Formations that look like they were set up by giants
too. That's the sad
as it
part.
Doesn't make sense with the water erosion or the wind or the mechanical
like
erosion
pressure.
That we know of. We also see mountains that seem to be petrified titans bigger than we can even fathom, and we have up to 50 different correlations.
Look at this. He said the plateau filled with limestone. That's the trabecular bone of it. Limestone fragments with channels of varying size. Those are blood vessels. So if you see water erosion on a mountain, those are actually blood vessels.
With the anatomy and histology.
We see over 50 correlations.
Of an elephant, including tunnels where you'd expect an ear canal.
What the hell?
And also tunnels where you'd expect sinuses. So I've been in this cave myself, and I've seen a majority of these 50 correlations to the anatomy of an elephant. So I also don't believe that it could just be random erosion that's caused these tunnels to go in all directions that match up perfectly with what we find when we look at fissures in a bone of a skull. Sometimes the iron ore still looks meaty colors.
What is this guy on?
He says the iron ore means that it's meat. It's like petrified flesh. That's why it looks that way.
Well,
he's crazy. It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, if you go in Minecraft and you mine the iron, the raw iron kind of looks like uncooked chicken. So he's on to something there.
That's actually, we have exactly one correlation. We have over 50 correlations, but just, I can't imagine trying to talk to that idiot. I watched part of this debate, but it's just not worth. He used to have this giant bushy beard, but now he's just all clean shaven.
What do you mean you can't imagine talking to this guy? You talk to this guy every day. You just don't.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody this bad, actually.
Dude, I don't know. Knowing the people that I know that you've talked to. I mean, fuck, man. Look at Angel. You mean to tell me that Angel wouldn't be more insufferable than this?
So I'm not really...
Or Kyle?
I'm not really... Kyle. I'm not really going for that. I'm going more for just like level of crazy. Like you couldn't possibly get him to even follow what direction you're going on anything. It would just simply be impossible. Thinking, oh my God, look at how funny this is. He has a level and it's not level. Do you see the top? How the border is wider on the right side than it is on the left side.
If I'm right, his voice sounds really familiar from Nathan Oakley's Discord.
Could be.
Does he run with that crowd at all? Because my God, they would be insufferable together.
Was that Oakley? Oh no, that was Flatzoid that came in here the other day when we were doing this.
Yeah,
when we were doing our beta test. Nathan Oakley is, I can't listen to him because I sit there and he talks like this the whole time. I never said that there was a doom. I don't even like it when people use the term doom. It's like, oh God, it's unbearable to listen to.
I just love how he... Like, you'll show a diagram just to get a point across. You tell him, it's like, this isn't to scale, obviously. All that shit. And he just stops you immediately, and he's like, you're not looking at the Earth from a view from the side of your head. And it's like, what the fuck does that even mean, Nathan? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Daniel Cooper. Howard says he's not a flat earther. He identifies as a globe skeptic. Yeah, every one of those people is a flat earther.
Center star. Oh my God, Center Star! I'll give him this. He's entertaining, but he was talking about how the Great Wall of China, there's actually like part of it that connects in California, and if you look at mountain ranges, it's actually sleeping dragons or dead dragons or something, and that volcanoes is just them squirting out neck juice. It's like what are you talking about? He denies he ever said it. There are recordings of him saying this stuff, though. He can't deny it. Not to mention, he was very bold about it. He wasn't, like, dancing around it. He was like, no, yeah, man, fucking neck juice.
We're flat earthers. Our parents met at the family reunion. We're flat earthers. We know how to think. We just choose not to. We're flat earthers. Of course we don't believe that.
That the Earth is a globe?
No, the Holocaust. We're flat earthers, and we think if you don't base your entire worldview on the Bible and conspiracies, you're indoctrinated. Irony? What's that? Some sort of mind control substance the government puts in our cereal? We're flat earthers. The government says you shouldn't smoke or drink while pregnant, but you can't trust anything they say. So guess what our mothers did? We're flat earthers. Our parents met at the family reunion. Oh, that's not very nice.
I don't know. Flat earthers are getting a little bit more bold when they step away from the script. I feel like they've had to up the crazy to keep it interesting. I think even they're aware of that. Like,
I have felt that way for about a year. They
even know that their shit is even more wild.
Yeah, I felt that way for about a year because for like 2 years, all we ever heard was you can't prove gravity, density and buoyancy, water always finds its level. And maybe a couple other things. They never said anything other than that. And then all of a sudden, they started trying to do the electrostatics thing and the parabolic vision thing. And they realized that everything they tried before was so hopelessly inadequate that, yeah, they just shifted to all that crap.
I mean, you know, it's more creative than there's one flat earther who was genuinely trying to use Grand Theft Auto as proof that the Earth was flat. He's like, if you go up high enough in Grand Theft Auto, they didn't put any curvature in. And I thought he was trolling until he got pissed off at me for laughing. But he said since there's no curvature in Grand Theft Auto 5 or some shit, that means that they're putting the truth right in front of us. It was the equivalent of like saying like, oh man, the Simpsons movie, they put a dome over a city, so that's proof of the firmament.
That proves it.
Yeah, it's literally the equivalent of that. And I was listening and I started laughing, and this guy, I don't even know what to compare it to, in all honesty. He lost his fucking mind.
He got mad.
I love how my next video my recommended on YouTube is your video, I Take on 20 Flat Earthers. And, you know, if you were to move that to a different site, that could take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Change the title. 20 Flat Earthers Run a Train on Me. But, oh, God. You haven't seen that video, have you?
I don't think so.
It's like 30 minutes of it is me trying to explain to them how a circle works. They were so unbearable and so stupid. They kept saying, so we had this, it was mostly a semantic argument, but they were also just so wrong. They were saying that longitude is determined by the sun. And I said, no, it is not. Longitude is just, you take the spherical Earth or the flat circular Earth, it doesn't matter, and you just break it up into 360 degrees, 180 east, 180 west. And they're like, but it was figured out using the sun or something like that. I'm like, no. And I didn't say this during the conversation, but I should have. It's like, no, we figured out the radius of the Earth, or we figured out the circumference of Earth using the sun, I guess. But then the lines of longitude, they are just imaginary lines on the physical Earth. And they could not accept that. It was so, God, it was so stupid. So they said, I said to them, let's say you're in a position and somebody else is 5 degrees east of your position. 5 degrees in relation to what? And they couldn't figure this out. They said in relation to an observer. I was like, what are you talking about? So that means if I'm standing somewhere and I turn 5 degrees, that tells you where somebody else is, their latitude or their longitude? Like, no, it's you take the North Pole and you take their position, your position, draw lines to the North Pole, and there will be a 5 degree angle there. That's what it is. And I shit you not, we spent 30 minutes on that and they couldn't figure it out. And then once they finally did figure it out, they just kept saying, no, it's in relation to an observer, or no, it's based on the sun. And it just isn't.
But that, what does that even mean, in relation to an observer?
Well, they claim, I don't know. It's part of the shtick behind, like, they claim all data that isn't made by a direct observation is false. That's part of it, but I don't know exactly. It was so weird. And they kept coming back to us. Let's say there are no stars, there's no nothing, you have no map. How do you figure out where you are on the Earth? I was like, oh, well, I guess you could use the sun, as if that proved anything. It was so mind-numbingly stupid.
So they put you in this imaginary world, this little prison, and said, okay, so let's take away all your means of navigation other than the thing I want you to say. How would you navigate?
Pretty much. But yeah, that doesn't prove that it's like you can use the sun to derive it, but that's not what it is. And this guy in the chat said it perfectly. They actually made me mad how dumb they were. And yeah, I legitimately got angry at how stupid they were.
Was it like a Discord?
Yeah, it was in the politics Discord in the 24/7 Flat Earth channel.
Oh my gosh, dude, yeah. That's the one someone in my Discord keeps trying to get me to join. I joined once, and immediately there was like 40 messages that came through, and I didn't mute it in time, and I left instantly. I was like, nope, that's too much. I don't even want to take the effort to mute that. That's a lot.
Somebody in the chat, Tyranny Resistance, that sounds like a flat earther username. Latitude is a flat earth measurement. No, it is absolutely not, because you cannot make three latitude measurements and have them actually have the measurements that actually match up to what you would predict with your model. It's completely impossible. It never works. You can check test to see it for yourself. It's absolutely not doable. I mean,
even just using an equatorial mount for like a telescope, it wouldn't make any sense on a flat earth, because, you know, once you set it to what is it, your latitude, right? You have to get it pointed at a certain spot in the sky. So, like, for my case, I point it north towards Polaris, and after I get it aligned, I can point to whatever object I want, and I just turn the knobs on the telescope. They're like slow turn knobs, and it'll follow it through the sky the whole time, and eventually it starts pointing at the ground, and it'll keep following all the way around until it comes back over top. All of that is based specifically on the fact that the Earth is a fucking globe.
Yeah, it's what he's saying is it's the whole thing of when you make an observation or measure the angle of a star, the Earth is your base for your triangle, which means you have to assume that it's flat. And it's like, no, absolutely not. You can create an angle with a point. Like, or you can just assume it's a tangent, but a sphere has an infinite number of tangents. You can still make measurements of stars that way. Like, it's just literally not understanding the relationship between where you're at on a sphere and pointing to another object. It's so incredibly simple, but they just like the idea that if you make a measurement, you have to assume the Earth is flat. Because triangles exist, like, sorry, there's nothing else to talk to you about. How you measure latitude, you take an elevation angle, which part of that measurement is the horizontal plane you're standing on. No, it's not the horizontal plane you're standing on. It's just where you are standing. It can literally be a point, or you can imagine that it's a tangent. Either way, it doesn't matter. If the Earth were flat, everybody on the planet could see the North Star, and they can't. That's because it's obscured by the shape of the Earth. The only explanation that makes any sense.
And I don't know, the whole elevation angle thing. I literally took 2 hours out of my life to read a manual on how a fucking sextant works and how to use like a correction chart. And you don't even need to do all that. There's a horizon dip angle you have to account for that just wouldn't exist on a flat Earth.
Right.
It's not a horizontal plane. You are correcting the non-flat Earth to make it more ideal for your math. You are flattening it out in the equation to make it easier for yourself. That's why you minus out the refraction and you minus out the dip correction to bring that angle that would be downwards towards the horizon closer up to your up to a 90 degree angle. I might just be speaking nonsense right now. Like, you might not know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It'd be easier with pretty pictures, but can you give us a citation that says the horizontal plane is not part of the measurement? Literally draw a circle and then draw a point really far away, representing the North Star. And then you can see for yourself how your latitude always matches the elevation that would create. If you call the North Pole 0 degrees instead of 90 degrees, it always matches. You can literally just draw a circle and do this yourself. How many guitars do you own, and who's your favorite guitar player? Just curious, by the way. The Earth is a hexagon. Okay, I can go with that. That's okay. I have six guitars. I have a Gibson SG anniversary edition, or it's like a 70s reissue type of thing. I don't remember exactly. That is a 60th anniversary Fender Stratocaster. I bought that guitar. So I won't buy a guitar unless I think it's pretty. I won't. Or it has to at least be interesting. Pretty or interesting. So I only bought that Stratocaster because a white Stratocaster with a tortoiseshell pickguard and a maple neck. Well, or a rosewood neck. A maple neck would look fine too. But I think that's the most beautiful Stratocaster color combination. Although my Player Series one is, it's got a cherry burst. That's pretty good. And I put aged, what the hell do you call them? The knobs and the pick guards. I bought some aged white ones, so it looks kind of vintage. That's the only reason I bought that guitar. It actually does not play very well. The neck is not very good on that. I have a Martin. I don't know. It's the SC-10E. That's my only acoustic guitar. I have another Fender Stratocaster, a Player Series one. I have a Yamaha Pacifica 612. And I bought that guitar only because it's beautiful. It does sound really good, but I haven't played it in a really long time. Pretty sad. I have a 1990s made in Japan Fender Jaguar, and I only bought that guitar because I think it's freaking weird. It is really pretty, but I only bought it because I think it's weird. And it's just cool to have a made in Japan Fender guitar. I have an Epiphone Les Paul 59 anniversary reissue. I have a Gretsch, and Gretsch guitars, it's impossible to remember what their name is, but it's a big semi-hollow, it's a ES-35 copy, and it's orange. It looks really awesome. Lord Dream, my favorite guitar player is probably Jimmy Page, but it's really hard for me to pick between Jimmy Page, John Mayer, and Dwayne Allman. Those are definitely my top three, but I would say probably Jimmy Page will always be my number one. I have a Led Zeppelin tattoo. I got the Zoso tattoo on my chest when I was in college. There's somebody who's challenging conventional physics. Their YouTube channel is named Draft Science.
Yeah, I just looked them up too. What the fuck?
He looks like...
Dude, what do you mean? This guy looks awesome.
He looks like Isaac Newton, but crossed with...
Weird Al Yankovic, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Like a really old... Oh, is he a... Oh, I thought that was a surfboard.
All right, time for another Draft Physics video presentation. Draft Science.
Okay, I'm going to get back to that in a second. I just want to get caught up with the chats.
What the fuck? Is this literally just called Google is Evil?
I didn't even look at it. Draft Science doesn't think the Earth is flat. They're just challenging science.
Dude, he said Jordan Peterson. I don't see any Jordan Peterson in this guy, if I'm being honest.
No, not at all.
Jordan Peterson, you know, as fucking psycho as he can go.
He had to start.
He at least looks semi-professional.
Google is evil. Yeah, it does say that right
there. Here, video. A new one. Because things have changed a bit. And it's really important that this video be watched before as context to any other explanations, because these bits of fact are really critical to understanding any changes.
No, I'm not watching 5 minutes.
You really just have to, you know, I'm telling you that, yes, conservation laws make sense. You know, the idea that this piece of chalk is made of something and you can't destroy what it's made of, the energy or the matter, is indestructible. It's not going to be turned into something that turns into nothing. It's always something, and that there isn't anything spontaneously popping out of nowhere into existence. Whatever the universe is, it's a bunch of stuff, and that stuff has a certain amount of permanence to it, and that's the rational argument. And it has a very basic function where anything that's moving moves for a reason.
What does this have to do with anything?
Okay, and they're always moving. They never stop moving, so they're always going somewhere, and they're always going somewhere in a straight line. So whatever, where they're going there in a straight line, in empty space. So this black stuff is exactly what it looks like, nothing. It's straight, or just photons? Like the matter, an image, okay? So that's no part idea. Of the problem. It doesn't move. It hits matter, move, just a thing that occupies space, a certain amount of space. And then there's a thing called force, okay?
Force.
And the force hits.
Force goes in a straight line? Is that how that works?
I mean,
force isn't a force isn't made of things, so you can't really say that force goes in a direction. I wouldn't say.
Are
I mean,
you saying
it kind
a
of
force acting on something to go a direction?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to watch 49 minutes for context?
No, I just wanted to see if there was, like, at some point, I just want to see what he has to say.
Using up a little bit of the force's energy, a little bit of its momentum.
Hey, you talk about speed is momentum. Holy shit, this guy's been watching The Flash.
Speed times mass. So they have a consistent mass. They are massive. They have mass. They're bullets. The objects are big, you know, size of a person, for example. But the rule is simple. Okay, whenever it has a bullet in it and you hit it, then it stops. See, this arrow goes away now. So this one stuck to it, moved it from here. Okay, it was over here. It moved over here, and then it got hit by another bullet, and the two bullets fly off. And now it stopped. But there's other bullets. So now there's a bullet from this direction. It hits.
I don't know what he's talking about because we didn't, there's obviously something crucial we skipped, but I can't watch 15 minutes of that straight.
Dude, I think this guy might just be Newton. Like, he's like, dude, I don't, why are we giving Einstein so much credit? You know, why is no one talking about me?
He's seeing the fonts and stuff on his website.
Yeah, dude, this is great.
Thrustwork, that sounds like,
$2,000 challenge? You gotta check that out.
DraftPhysics.com, $2,000 offer challenge. I am offering any science-related YouTube channel with more than 500,000 subscribers. Okay, well, I'm out. More than 50,000 average views per video. Yeah, I'm also out. Do I even have one video?
You could offer your TikTok.
Yeah.
You can just offer your TikTok.
A payment of $2,000 to play, and if they wish, critique any of the videos below on their channel. If you can convince a qualifying channel to play the video for less money, I will pay you the difference.
So he wants you to pay?
I don't know. As of March 12th, for the time being, I'm suspending this offer to consider if there are any alternative methods that can be applied to persuade science authorities to defend their science against reasonable critique. The simple truth is, I have offered just about every popular science channel on YouTube a substantial sum to merely acknowledge the existence of my arguments, and none have responded. Aww. Oh, man.
I mean, if fucking Newton was in my email, I'd be replying.
None of that. Nobody replied. Oh, Ken
Wheeler. Yeah, well, Ken Wheeler did. He just said no. Why is he... He's reaching out to the wrong people. Cyman Dan. Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, Physics Girl.
Some of these people I don't know.
Physics Girl has had long COVID for years, and she'll probably never get out of bed ever again. That's such a sad story.
Kent Hovind. Is he the guy who just repeats over and over the word, like, have you ever seen...
A dog...
Animals go from one kind...
Yep.
To another kind.
That is him.
And what the fuck else was it? Like, didn't he make some claims about, like, T-Rexes and how they used to be vegetarian until, like, the rise of man, and then they started eating meat or something?
Yeah, his claim is that, because according to what he read in the Bible, reads into the Bible, it says, like, before sin entered the world, before they ate the apple, there was no death in the world. So according to them, every single animal in the garden and on planet Earth was a vegetarian. So yeah, there's this video about T-Rex eating watermelon, apparently. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the thumbnail for it. But it's like, okay, plants are alive, and animals would have had to have eaten plants, so you're wrong. And then they just say, well, plants aren't alive in the biblical sense. I was like, yep. So here, we're not looking at the evidence and interpreting the evidence and coming to conclusions based on the evidence. We're figuring out a way to make the evidence fit our conclusion and then say that our conclusion is true, and here's how the evidence describes our conclusion. It's just so dumb.
Yeah, but by the way, in your comments, I think someone's asking if Jesse Lee Peterson is your cousin.
No, I'm not related to Jesse Lee Peterson or Jordan Peterson.
Dude, Jesse Lee Peterson, how the fuck does he have a platform? Every time I watch his quote-unquote debates...
He's so racist against black people.
Dude, that, and he's just like, you think you came from a monkey? And then they're like, well, no, that's not what I think. He's like, you think you came from a monkey. Nobody's saying that.
He sounds like he's been hit in the head with a baseball bat so many times. Do you love black people? Like, watch. I think his best debate or conversation or whatever is actually with David Pakman. The one he did with Destiny is okay, but the David Pakman one, I think there's actually two of them. That's the best one. And beta. Yeah, he calls people betas. I don't know why. He's just a useful idiot for racist people, I guess.
Dude, he is something else. I genuinely don't understand. Like, are there any real Jesse Lee Peterson fans out there? Like, they hear him talking, and they're like, yes, he is speaking facts, and even though he's not saying anything at all.
Yeah, I watched one
of the city looks like a booger.
Looks like a booger. I watched one of the debates or conversations he did. It's more of an interview, I guess, but is Destiny or David Pakman, I don't remember, but they like took calls from the audience, and one of the people was like, "Hey Jesse, does it ever just make you sad when you talk to these beta incels that don't know anything and they pretend to know the truth and blah blah blah?" So yeah, they hook, line, and sinker. He's got people just going with that mantra, and they believe everything he says.
That is actually wild to me. Like, even if I believe the same things he believed, I would be like, I don't know if I want this guy speaking for us, though. Like, can we get, I don't know, like, can we get Tucker Carlson? Like, he might be wrong, but at least, you know, he sounds smarter.
It's so bad.
What was it? That whole Shane Gillis bit about, like, he was like, Fox News is just like, you know, like, Black Church for old white guys. You know, like, my dad just listening to the news, he's like, preach, Tucker.
Okay, let's see if we can watch a little bit of this.
Nothing. Wow.
No.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. He makes fun of him the whole time, but he doesn't realize
right,
it.
So let's stick with economics just for a moment. What do you think the top marginal tax rate should be for top earners?
Good question, man. I don't know. I haven't thought about it at this point.
Is it too high or too low currently?
So when now?
I'm sorry?
What did you say? Your phone went off for a minute. What did you say?
I said, do you think the current top marginal tax rate is too high or too low?
I'm not sure at this time, David.
You're not sure. So no. How do you know that Trump's tax plan is good if you don't even know what tax rates are and how he changed them?
Well, because I have not been focusing on that lately. I have more important things to think about and okay. Do.
He's so stupid. I love the most replayed thing when they added that. It makes it so easy to find the good parts.
Allah Uabaism, no white supremacy. Obaism.
School.
Divided.
Would you ban? And so you don't want any isms taught in school?
No racism, no sexism, no homophobicism.
Homophobic-ism.
No Allah Uabaism, no white supremacy.
Allah Uabaism.
And no anti-Semitism. No ism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil.
Now,
yeah, he has this very weird thing where he says there's no such there's no such thing as racism or whatever. He just says it's evil. And it's like, okay, but like I don't get what the point of that could possibly be, saying there's no such thing as specific types of like targeting or wrongness or whatever. It's just collectively we just call it all evil. I don't get that. So I guess I would, if I were to talk to him, I would ask him, do you think that hating somebody for the color of their skin is wrong? I just feel like he would say no, you know.
I'm sure you also then would say that when Republicans
Aaron Raw,
yeah, it's pretty bad.
Dude, that one was probably one of my favorites. Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
He didn't get anything.
Use the isms, socialism, and communism. That's also divisive, right? And wrong.
No, because there is socialism. Look at the Democratic Party.
Oh.
Look at the mindset of most black people. They are socialists in their mind, in that they rely on the government to do for them and tell them when and where and how, rather than doing for themselves. As a matter of fact, that's what the Democrats want to do by way of the government.
I gotta show you the part where he
I have with me in studio.
Oh my god, man, this one was awesome.
Not real, man.
You really think so? I heard that used for women.
Are you a woman to abort your child?
If you're to people that look a certain way.
I asked you about
okay, people yeah, something. Part.
Then, yeah, I would expect people to attack me.
Do you hate all black people?
No, I don't.
You hate some black people?
I mean, I imagine so, probably.
Do you hate some black people?
Yeah, I imagine so, yeah, if I think about it.
Why do you hate them?
I don't know, because of personal issues I have with them? I imagine so.
I wonder
if you say racial attack, job taken away from you, and other things happening, and they call you a racist as a white man, half Cuban, would you be okay with that?
Give me an example of something I could say.
Would you be okay with that is the question.
Well, could you give me an example of black people or something? Then, yeah.
Question.
Well, yeah, you're assuming that I...
I don't want to scroll through it forever, but there's just this part where he keeps asking, do you love black people?
So you're not for the wall and you love black people. After I had to force you by asking you 10 times, you finally said, yeah.
Do you recognize there's a difference between being...
Okay, I don't think we need to watch any more of him, but it's funny.
What do you mean? I think that he, I'm going to lie. He's pretty smart.
I don't know how nobody ever thought about that before, but I saw that for the first time like a week ago in a comment. Somebody was like, I'm going to lie. This is really good.
it was so funny the first time I saw it in a comment section. I was like, I got to use that.
That's so obvious. How did nobody ever think about that before?
Someone said he's very obviously not mentally well. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
I think that there may have been an incident involving a farm animal. You know, it may have been a severe kick, maybe like riding a horse and fell off or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Nobody knows. And I don't want to know. I really don't.
You're telling me you wouldn't have a conversation with him?
I would do it for the lulz. Hardcore, but he would be one of those people that might actually make my head hurt. I've only that Jones guy, he's the only person that I actually got a headache from talking to. He kept asking me for proof of God, and I said, ask for your God to do something, and if it happens, I'll believe it. And then he's like, that wouldn't be proof, that would be overwhelming evidence. I was like, yeah, same thing. He said, no, not in a court of law. It wouldn't be. It's this guy right here. Would be. No, that would be the best kind. Believe in anything, apparently. So.
No, that's not true. Your idea, you asking, what you want is proof, basically. That's what you want. And the issue is your concept of proof doesn't actually exist when it comes to the supernatural. If it did, give me an example of proof that I can go get right now that will prove the existence of God or the supernatural.
Ask your God to do literally anything.
No, that's not proof. That's just
It would be. No, that would be the best kind of proof.
No, but it's not proof though, is it? That's just my claim. That's not proof, is
no,
it?
No, because it would come if it came true, then it would be the best possible kind of proof. So do it.
No, that would be do overwhelming it. Evidence. No.
Do it. So yeah, it was that over
that's
and over.
That's not proof,
and
it's evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, you don't even know what proof is. So I looked up the definition and I asked him, do you have your own vocabulary where words mean something different than they mean to everybody else? And he's like, no. And I looked up the definition. I'll just read it. So I get it exactly right. Evidence or argument establishing or helping to establish a fact or the truth of a statement. And then he just over and over again was like, but that would just be overwhelming evidence. It wouldn't be proof. Like, I'm telling you what I consider proof, and then you're telling me that it's not, just so he can avoid even making an attempt to, how do I say it, provide anything. And he told me, like, the fact that everybody around the world has stories about gods is proof that a god exists. And I was like, that's really dumb, because they also have stories about heroes, that is silly. But it doesn't mean that Hercules exists or one of them is real.
I just loved how he tried to turn it back around. He's like, no, because you're trying to make me come up with a process to explain the supernatural or some shit, which I've heard you ask before. You're like, what is the process you would use to even determine that that is supernatural?
Yeah.
And he was like, he tried to make you do it. So I'm like, dude, that's the whole fucking point. I can't. It's like, if I can't do it, you can't do it. Nobody you can name off can do it. It's almost like it can't be done.
Almost. All right, well, I think we're going to have to end it there.